lot of people have so many misconceptions about Wicca and witches. They think that you're devil worshippers and that you sacrifice babies. And, you know, I know this isn't true.
I
so
don't think those are misconceptions. That's outright propaganda. It's been waged for
exactly
years. And so I think people need to recognize there's a difference between misconception and conditioning. And they've been conditioned. They've been programmed by monotheistic religions who are pikers compared to our ways, our old ways. We are the old religion. They are the very new one. And we still look at them going, yeah, when you grow up, we'll talk.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to give you a chance to set the record straight on that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many people do. They think it's evil. And in reality, it's probably as far from evil as you can get.
Well, we recognize that there is light and dark in all life. There is good and bad in all things, and there, in every life, some rain must fall. But, you know, that these setbacks are not necessarily evil or negative. These are just things that happen to everyone in common, and witches are not to blame, but we can help, and we can help prevent these things. And that's why we have the reputation for power that we do and have had and continue to have, because we do have it. We are wise. We devote our lives to becoming wise.
One thing that made us so unpopular with the organized religions, even today, whether it's Christian fundamentalists or Muslim fundamentalists in African countries burning witches, you know, which happens even to this day, and
oh,
you know,
goodness.
And all over the world. Yeah, there's every now and then a news story comes out from different countries, unfortunately. But is that we believe in and we practice direct experiential faith. You know, we directly work with the gods, you know, and experience them within ourselves. We don't go through a priest or a church or a dogma, you know, or a power structure in order to, you know, get our spiritual power.